This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
I hope that's in headlines. It's Davey Hudson. It's the Depot. We kick off hour three.
What did you say?
CNN rehired the guy that was...
Yeah.
And then
I can get into that.
He just got suspended, I think.
And then they talked about
They fired
on
him
CNN.
From the New Yorker.
Oh.
Or the New York Times.
They rehired
it was the New Yorker.
And then they talked about
I can get
it.
I can get into that.
On the air.
On the air.
And he's just like, well, that was a rough day.
Oh, my gosh.
We can add that
to the
list.
Standard,
I wasn't planning on talking about it, but I can.
That's all right. You don't have to.
I'm familiar with the situation.
We hit it. Yeah. So go ahead.
Well, it's a big story. It goes into a bunch of hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Friday edition of the Davey Depot. People still asking about whether or not there would be a voluntary reaction following the LSU games this weekend. We're $430 away from it happening. I did not plan on coming in unless... Well, I planned on actually coming in tonight, but there is no game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can blame ESPN or whoever scheduled that as the issue for why there's not going to be a voluntary reaction for the first night. But, if somebody does want to send my Venmo at Davey_Hudson, same as my Twitter, or on the Cash App, just Davey Hudson, I can probably make some things happen, but I don't know. I mean, I had an all-star lineup for the Friday night voluntary reaction, but then we found out that not going to be a game Friday night.
All-star lineup?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it had gotten postponed for rain, probably.
So, anyway,
The
fact of the day, Guinness estimates that 93,000 liters of beer are lost in facial hair each year in the UK alone.
Say that again?
Guinness estimates that 93,000 liters of beer are lost in facial hair each year in the UK alone.
Like
you drink
a swig and it gets caught in your beard or your mustache?
And so they somehow estimate that 93,000 liters is how much they lose a year.
I have a little bit of breaking news.
Oh, yeah? Go for it.
There will be a voluntary reaction tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Well, that's good.
Yes. Russ and Bear have already committed.
Come through for the people.
Good.
Without needing $500 in their personal Venmos.
So now that a VR is happening, are you going to pay the people back their money?
I planned on already doing it if I didn't get to the $500 mark anyway. I told you that to begin with.
It's a lofty goal, man. $500. That was big
money. How bad do you want it?
Apparently not $500 worth.
Yeah. You got 30.
Yeah. No, I got he was up 70, at least
430
70
away.
430, okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
He just missed it.
People want the voluntary reaction after a big win, but I think they're scared about jinxing it. That's why I didn't pay you.
Don't hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm. We know your thoughts.
What is Tennessee's overall record when you do a VR?
Well, I had a lot of luck on in basketball over the last 2 years. Yeah. I mean, it's football. It's I guess.
What's their record say there's no way they lose the football game?
That's 0-1.
That's 0-1.
0-1.
I knocked on this wood right here, and they still lost.
We were 3-7 this year in football.
Correct.
We went, 8-4 the year before, or 8-5?
8-5.
8-5. Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to let you know.
No, you're good.
Update my fans.
So that was the fact of the day. Nate mentions FanDuel last night. Gambling update 2-0. So
say one more. How many liters of beer are lost?
It says 93,000.
93,000 liters of beer.
Yeah.
Lost forever in facial hair and then onto a napkin.
In the UK.
Wow. In just the UK?
Well, you got to think, too, the drunker you get, the more you spill.
But they're not saying you spill it. They're saying I'm saying, yeah, you slosh it around a little bit more, but that's how do you even estimate that? Why don't you go and, like, hey, can I see your beard? I need to check it for beer. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway.
That's so weird.
No NBA picks for tonight, but like I said, last night 2-0, got on a good start there. There's no hockey tonight. Actually, the stage is set for the semifinals. You got the Lightning and the Islanders. That's going to start on Sunday, and then the Golden Knights and the Canadiens on Monday. As it relates to the NBA, though, they did announce that the start date for next year is October 19th, which I like because that is more opportunities to continue with the model, which has been great for the NBA so far this year.
What is the percentage on the NBA model?
Give me 1 second.
Didn't mean to catch you off guard.
No, you're good. Let's see here. I'm pretty sure it's 59%.
Okay.
Which in gambling terms is great. We're at 59% for the season. 222 wins, 153 losses, and 5 pushes. So, and again, like it's been better late as I continued to tweak some things here and there. So, I'd like to think that, you know, maybe next year we even hit 60%, which would be great. I mean, that's if you have a model, like my model doesn't predict every game, but they say like if you have a model that's anywhere between 58% and 60%, you're like one of the best handicappers in the world. Like that's like
Davey Hudson.
No,
one of the best handicappers in the world.
My model's not an every game model.
Every game to be considered. I got you.
Yeah. So, but the fact that when I do pick it, we're at 59%, like that's still great in and of itself. So, I'm excited about it. But for tonight, 2 baseball picks. The MLB, we got Houston money line. They're facing the Twins. The game's at 8:10 tonight. And then the Los Angeles Angels going on to face the Diamondbacks in Arizona, take the Angels in that one. I got Houston at -150 and the Angels at -135. Arizona's been struggling. Angels, they're not great, but they should beat Arizona. So that's the 2 picks for tonight. There are some NBA games tonight, but I don't have any picks for it. As it pertains to the bumper, the banger of the day, people were getting on to me. They're like, Davey, you don't pick enough country songs. I was like, well, for starters, country's not been good in a while. So I decided, they said, you know, they really liked the people of the 90s that really hit it off. So, I mean, like Alan Jackson, I'm a big Alan Jackson fan. The band Alabama was before the 90s whenever they got big. But I do like Alabama. I play Dixieland a lot all the time, and they've got a lot of other bangers. But I decided to pick a song from who is considered one of the greatest entertainers in country music history, in Garth Brooks. So the banger for today is called Calling Baton Rouge. They complained. I gave them a country song. There you go. Sometimes that's a great message, and you got to be careful what you wish for.
Why are you the way you are?
Well, since he did that, I'm going to interrupt and clarify this playoff thing. So last year, Notre Dame would have gotten bumped from the top 4 to 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And Coastal, we had it correct. They would have been in automatically, even if they'd been 13th to 14th, 15th, doesn't matter. As long as they were ahead of Oregon,
right,
they would have been in. And they would have been the 12th. So we would have had Jamie Chadwell leading Coastal Carolina from Myrtle Beach
to South Bend, Indiana,
to take on Brian Kelly and the Fighting Irish. That would have been something.
That would have been awesome.
And you would have had Cincinnati would have hosted Georgia. So that'd have been weird, but fun.
That was the bowl game we got.
No, yeah, it was.
It was in Atlanta.
But now you wouldn't have all those, our guys don't care, to, you know, when you get in those situations.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
It'd be a playoff game. We get more Boise State-type games. And you actually would have the ability for there to be a Mark Few Gonzaga situation in college football because as the guys – these two guys said during the break, you could be a team where if you schedule right and you win all your games every year in the whatever in the Group of Five conference, you could always make the playoff every single year and have a shot at pulling some upsets and then being like the guy. And then you get better players and then you keep getting better and then it just snowballs. All right, Davey, back to the Depot.
All right, headlines for today going into the weekend, been kind of saving up a little bit. We have a fifth ocean. There's only been four. We now have five.
Wow. Please do tell.
National Geographic adds fifth ocean to the world map. Announced it was recognizing the body of water encircling the Antarctic as the Earth's fifth ocean, the Southern Ocean. Very creative.
I thought they were going to call it the Antarctic Ocean.
No, we already got. Well, I mean, we do have the Arctic, but
we don't have the Antarctic. Arctic.
Yeah.
So just
anyway,
southern.
How far off the coast of Antarctica does the new ocean reach?
The Southern Ocean. It's a good question, but I'll just kind of get into this Southern National Ocean. Geographic. The change marks the first time in over a century that the organization has redrawn the world's oceanic maps, which have historically only included four, the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic Oceans.
They're just trying to make money by having to resell the schools all the maps again.
It's a good gig if you can get it. The Southern Ocean has long been recognized by scientists, but because there was never agreement internationally, we never officially recognized it, National Geographic Society geographer Alex Tate told the magazine. It's sort of geographic nerdiness in some ways. We've always labeled it, but we labeled it slightly differently than other oceans. This change was taking the last step and saying we want to recognize it because of its ecological separation. The Southern Ocean stretches from the Antarctic's from Antarctica's coastline to 60 degrees south latitude, excluding the Drake Passage and the Scotia Sea. According to the National Geographic, the newest body of water makes it the second smallest after the Arctic. So it's technically bigger than the Arctic. So
latitude 60. Okay.
Here's a map. You can see it.
Yep. I can definitely see that from here.
So that's your geography update. The next story deals with COVID. But you know how I was talking about in Thailand, they are doing you can win like a cow in a raffle. Or a cattle, I think, as I said at the time.
Yes, you said win a cattle.
Win a cattle, yeah. Also, if anyone has a fix to this, I don't know if there's a bug on Twitter. I can't open a link in Twitter. I have to go to a different, or I have to open up in a browser through the story because I can't read it. But anyway, back to that. So if you know an issue of how to resolve that, please let me know. But Washington State has now added a program whenever you get your COVID shot. You can now get a free joint.
Really?
Cannabis and COVID, or joints for jabs. The program was approved by the State Liquor and Cannabis Board as a way to entice residents to get vaccinated. The initiative applies to anyone over 21 in exchange for getting a shot at an on-site clinic. Licensed adult use weed shops will dish out a free pre-rolled joint. Washington State has already implemented other initiatives aimed at incentivizing its population to get the jab. Breweries, wineries, and restaurants can offer free drinks in exchange for proof of vaccination. Free sports tickets and prize money of up to $1 million are also being offered. So there you go. If you live in the Washington State area and you want a free joint and you haven't been vaccinated, you can do that now.
What are we doing?
Don't worry, I got two more stories for you. This one, I don't know, I'm just kind of...
Did you see that there's a bunch of kids with myocarditis now who've gotten COVID vaccines?
No.
Yeah, CDC's taking a look at it with an emergency meeting next week.
I kind of like this lady in the next story, and I kind of hate her at the same time. California nun to plead guilty for stealing over $800,000 to help pay for her gambling trips.
Does she have a favorite basketball team?
I think it was more of slots. But Sister Mary Margaret Crooper, 79, was charged Tuesday with wire fraud and money laundering for ripping off St. James Catholic School for a period of 10 years, ending in September of 2018. She pled guilty to swindling over $800,000 from the Catholic elementary school she ran to help pay for her gambling trips. Crooper, who was the principal of the school for 28 years, agreed to plead guilty as part of a deal with the prosecution. Crooper used her position to funnel $835,339 of the school funds to pay for expenses that would order that the order would not have approved, much less paid for, including large gambling expenses incurred at the casinos and certain credit card charges. The nun was in charge of overseeing tuition money, fees the school received, and charitable donations. She also controlled the school's credit union accounts, which she used to divert other funds into what she would then use for the spending. Prosecutors said she also admitted to falsifying the school's financial records. She's going to be arraigned on July 1st. So,
man,
just a couple weeks away. Some people, I don't get it. Like, greed.
Greed.
Gets them all. Also, this reminds me, we talked about Magnum P.I. the other day. Do you guys ever remember watching, you might not have seen the episode. I don't remember much about the episode, but when I was a kid in elementary school and my grandparents picked me up, I would always go back to their place and they had always, I guess, like, I don't know if it was TiVo or whatever they had back then. This would have been like this would have been early 2000s, but they always had a ton of Magnum P.I. like saved to where I could go in and watch it. There was one episode where Magnum is like at a, he's at a monastery, and there is a nun up on a ladder, or at least a person dressed as a nun. Looks like they're hammering away at something on the window or whatever. And Magnum just kind of turns around, and he's like, wait a second. Nuns don't work on Sundays. And then there's like a shooting, like there's a gunfight. It's a real tangent. I don't know why. That just sticks out in my memory for some reason.
What's your point?
I don't really have one.
Didn't have one. It's just just Magnum P.I. Nuns.
Great mustache.
Don't work on Sundays.
Awesome Hawaiian shirts.
Do they gamble on Sundays?
She did. $800,000.
Why are people mad at me?
Stole it from the kids.
Oh. The Colin Baton Rouge thing. And my final story. This one relates to a country I one day hope to lead. We got some news out of North Korea.
Okay.
Good news?
Depends on which perspective are we looking from.
I don't know. I don't know what the news is.
For the stability of the government, no, it's not good news. For the people, it's even worse news for them, but it was a little bit of freedom they had. Kim Jong-un calls K-pop a vicious cancer and threatens anyone caught listening to it with 15 years in a labor camp.
K-pop.
Is this a news story? I feel like, did we not talk about this a while back?
I talked about the skinny jeans and the mullets being banned.
He said something recently about K-pop.
That might have actually been covered, but now we at least have a rule. It's like, all right.
So he went from,
he threatens people with time in a labor camp for so many different reasons.
Now it's true. So he went from K-pop is not going to be played to if I catch you playing it on your own.
Yeah, he banned it.
That's what I thought.
Okay,
yeah,
it was
so
banned.
So he banned it like on radio stations if they even have that.
They wouldn't have been played.
And
there.
So now if you get caught just listening to Korean pop music.
I think his father was like a huge Elvis fan. I could be wrong on this. I know he was an Elvis fan, or Kim Jong was an Elvis fan, but somebody, like one of the past leaders of North Korea, was a huge Elvis fan. I can't recall which one. I want to say they had a station and all they would play is Elvis. For the Supreme Leader, yeah. So, just to get, this is according to the Daily Mail, but just to get you a few headlines of the story. So in December, a new law decreed those caught listening to K-pop or watching dramas from the South could face 15 years in a labor camp. So I guess that's...
Dramas from the South. Okay.
You know, North Korea. There's North Korea and there's South Korea.
No, I know.
And obviously those two countries don't get along very well. I don't need to get into a geopolitical...
discussion.
Yeah, sorry, I just got distracted by the next line. Analysts say Kim is worried that the popularity of South Korean entertainment among young people in the North could pose a threat to the country's stability. It's like, okay, no, hold on. I need to go do this. I don't think it exists, but you know the meme where there's the guy with the small domino and then there's that giant domino and they always say,
yes.
It's like, so I would create the listening to K-pop as the small one and then it's the overthrowing of Supreme Leader in North Korea is the big one. That'd be, it's like just a little thing by little thing.
The way his mind must work. I mean, worry that he would lose the trust of the people because they liked South Korean music.
Well, K-pop's taking over here, dude. Like, you want to talk about, like, people always talk Tennessee fans are like a fan base from a sports perspective. You don't want to be on the bad side. Like, you don't say bad things about K-pop on Twitter to where it's like it's extremely degrading, because like that fan base, like, they will get you fired from your job. They will find a way to dig up the dirt. Like, they are crazy, apparently. But anyway, many young North Koreans secretly watch K-dramas and listen to K-pop smuggled in from China on flash drives. So.
I'm going to go ahead and say risk, not worth the reward of 15 years in a labor camp. But, you know.
Yeah, rebellions
are built
bad.
On hope.
I mean, they first had to worry about VHS and cassettes and CDs that they would smuggle in, because everything that goes through that country, like, it's censored in some form or fashion. The government first has to look at it, so like you can't just bring anything in. They have to make sure like everything is cleared by the government. It's very sad. I would help those people out a whole lot if I were somehow in charge. So maybe one day.
Was that your official campaign launch right there?
If North Koreans would allow me to be supreme leader, I would let them listen to any music they wish.
Wow. He's got my vote.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good start. Really good start.
Oh, wait. So, obviously, if you get caught listening 15 years, if you're caught smuggling it in, the death penalty is the...
Oh, yeah.
that's what you would be facing. So.
All right.
There we go. Esta Depot.
Nice job, bud.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's your Davy Depot for this Friday edition of 3 Now. We'll come back with more. Stick with us on Fan Run Radio.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. Though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her.
Such a good song.
Not this weekend, it's not.
Yeah, are you? Well, you know. Still.
Love that fiddle.
Banger's a banger, Houston.
Tony V was asked if this was a jam on the drive this week. You know what he said? Not a jam. Not this week.
Mm-hmm.
You should be ashamed, Dave.
Yep. You should be. It's par for the course. Are you doing a voluntary reaction for LSU fans on Saturday night?
No. I probably could, though. I mean, my co-host of the other show, he's an LSU grad. He's,
There you go.
Star football player there.
Fired up.
Ended up getting drafted in the third round. I mean, he's still got a lot of contacts in the area. You know, if I didn't pull for Tennessee and I had to pull for another team in the SEC, I'd probably pick LSU. I mean, their fans are crazy like ours. I'd always have some great food as long as I wasn't going to Jimmy's house. You look at what I listened to the T-Bob call on the drive from the other day. That guy seemed pretty, like a little bit of a wise ass, but I don't know. It kind of reminded me of myself in a way.
Duke gets put in our regional. The guy wears Duke shirts all week.
Mm-hmm.
LSU for the
Supers. I'm wearing a Tennessee shirt right now. I wore
no,
my
you're not.
UT. It says Tennessee.
I thought, no, it says NutriShop.
Well, I got to support the sponsors, but it's a Tennessee, and it's an orange and white checkerboard. On.
It is the state of Tennessee. I will vouch for that.
That's not.
You're not wearing a Tennessee shirt today.
Got you there.
It's a dog, okay?
It's smoky.
Doesn't look like a hound dog to me. I'm just saying.
It's only
really?
Proud.
Really? Doesn't look like one? The shirt's made by a company called Volunteer Traditions.
I wore a Volunteer Traditions shirt the other day, and you said, oh, is that a Texas shirt? It's a UT.
What hat am I wearing?
Columbia hat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What's that right there on the side of it? You see that?
It's a letter.
Right, what letter is it?
It's a T.
What kind of T?
An orange one.
Orange what?
An orange T.
What kind of T?
Just established that. A capital T.
It's a power T.
It's capitalized.
Deep bleep. He's in blue. Duke shirts.
I wouldn't want to live in Baton Rouge, though. Like, I don't know if you've ever been in Louisiana, like, during the summer. You can't breathe. It's so humid. We used to do our mission trips down there. When I was in high school, and like a lot of the areas that were neglected by, I guess, some people, whenever you're looking at trying to get the communities back up and running after the hurricane that came through. And so I loved the people down there. They were always very friendly. You know, just doing my part to help mm-hmm. out a fellow man.
So you help people in Louisiana and you extort Tennessee fans for money.
I don't extort them. I provide a service, and in exchange for that service, they pay me money. Like, that's just business. I forgot to get into this, but he wasn't extorted, but I want to talk about, like, just making it look bad.
What?
Jeffrey Toobin mm-hmm. was a former journalist for The New Yorker. And during COVID, when everything went virtual, you know, all these Zoom meetings, team meetings now, if you got Microsoft, cut the check, forgot to turn his camera off and started masturbating in front of his coworkers.
That wasn't on, like, TV, was it? That was just, like,
I'm pretty sure there's a, like, I think
somebody
was
said
recording.
In front of viewers.
Huh?
Is that all right?
I thought it was a team meeting.
Okay.
Like, I thought he was.
Saved it?
Well, I think.
What's news at that point?
You usually are recording these things. I mean, not all the time, but there are a lot of meetings that you want to be able to go back and just, like, all right, make sure we checked everything. We covered this. Or if somebody's not able to. I mean, this mm-hmm. happens for a lot of, granted, it's different, but for lectures in college.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll record it. That way, if someone's not there, they are able to go. Or if you're just looking to study, you can go back and rewatch the lecture to make sure you understand what has been taking place during that class. So Jeffrey just decides to, I guess, unzip his pants and, you know, just go to town. And as a result, he was fired from The New Yorker, but he was suspended. He was a big-time analyst for CNN. They would have him on for his legal expertise. But yesterday, I believe, was the first time that CNN had him back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a Zoom call. You're right. But they had him discuss it on the air yesterday.
Yeah, so they're just asking, like, hey, man, it's been a while since we've had you on here. Like, I'll just go ahead and ask you, what the hell were you doing? You know, you got caught masturbating in front of your coworkers.
I mean, like, she listed, like, the timeline of events. And then
it was awkward.
It was awkward
to watch.
Yeah.
The video of the interview.
Right.
Not that
right.
video.
It was. That would have been awkward as well, but this was. Awkward, even
well,
though
there it was
wasn't
just
any
a lot
awkward
of awkward
actions,
yeah,
just
yeah,
awkward words.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, like, he's got to have some dirt on somebody at CNN for them to let him back on air.
Yeah, like, why do they even?
Nate, if I got caught masturbating
yeah,
in front
done,
of everyone,
Davey.
Yeah, I
think
that
done,
would probably end it, right?
Yeah.
So, good for him, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I meant to include that as part of the depot, but forgot.
And you're even more important to Fan Run Radio than he is to CNN.
Yeah. Mm. That's a good point.
Debatable point, but
I mean,
I'll allow it.
In the grand scheme of things.
I love how he had to defend it, and he goes, it's not really defensible, but then he went on to defend it.
I didn't know they could see me.
I thought my camera was off.
That made it okay.
Like, okay.
There have been some funny stories come out of people not realizing that the camera's on. Have you ever seen, like, person... I can't remember which, might have been, I don't know if it was a law firm, I can't remember the company, but a guy thought he turned his camera off, and you just see him, like, taking bong hit after bong hit.
How about that baseball series?
Yep. Oh, I think Callum did send us a mini preview.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You got that? Okay, good. Glad.
Landon Marceau will likely start game one tomorrow night. He's 7-6, 2.44 ERA.
It's a good ERA to only be 7-6.
Yeah, that's what Callum was saying. They didn't give him much run support earlier in the year, but now the bats have come alive for LSU. Trey Morgan, who plays
first base
and apparently can't handle the heckling, according to his manager, Maneri, has 15 stolen bases. Gavin Dugas leads all Tigers with 19 home runs. Dylan Cruz is hitting .361, tied with Trey Morgan for the leading batting average on the team. They are starting to hit the ball better. Pitching has been consistent. McCallum's pick is that the Vols should take care of business in two.
Really?
That's what he says.
Is that like a...
That's his prediction.
Is that a deep dive prediction, or is that just what we want to happen thing?
That's what's tough with bias. You never know. There is, I don't know about weather, but East Carolina at Vanderbilt today at noon if you just need some appetizer baseball.
Which one is noon?
East Carolina at Vanderbilt.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What time does Arkansas play?
6.
Oh.
ESPNU. What's wrong with that?
That's a little later. I mean, I'm going to watch that.
Okay.
Fascinated.
Stanford, Texas Tech at 3, and Ole Miss, Arizona at 9. So you got games all day.
Good.
Every 3 hours.
So Vandy at noon, though, huh?
Vandy at noon.
Wow.
Texas Tech, Stanford at 3, Arkansas, NC State at 6, and Ole Miss at Arizona at 9 p.m.
And what's tomorrow's schedule? Other than, you know, the most important game in the history of our stadium being at 7 o'clock?
Tomorrow, noon, Dallas Baptist plays Virginia in Columbia. Vanderbilt at East Carolina, game 2. Notre Dame at Mississippi State starts at 2 for game 1 of their series. Then you have game 2 of Texas Tech Stanford at 3, along with Arkansas NC State. Then at 7 o'clock, LSU Tennessee is the only game in that time window on ESPN2. And 9 o'clock, South Florida at Texas. 10 o'clock, Arizona at Ole Miss. Sorry, it's a...
10 o'clock.
Arizona at Ole Miss, but obviously that's game 2, so that's why Ole Miss is the home team, but
gotcha.
The game's in Arizona.
Yeah.
Tucson region. Super region. Regional.
Super, super, super regional.
You know
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
I mean, at this point in the season, there's really not much to break down about this game. It sure seems like it's going to be Cheese Dallas. It feels like, I mean, if Tennessee plays their game.
What do you think about, somebody said, was debating, like, what if you have the lead, say you go like Dallas to Hunley tonight in a tense game, say it's like, you know, 5 1/3, and then Hunley pitches all the rest of the game and you win it. And then tomorrow, like, if they go with
Blade
or Heflin, bringing the other end to try and, if you have the lead, like, just go all in to win it in two. It'd be rough, though, and then I guess if you were to, if LSU comes back and beats you, then you have to, like, start Sewell in game 3.
Does that sound that bad to you?
No, I mean, I guess you could just go with Sewell in game 2, obviously, to try and close it out with him, but and save your starter. But anyway, we know Tony V's not opposed to...
No, he'll mix it up.
Rolling the dice.
Yeah.
He said, relievers got to be ready to start, and starters got to be ready to relieve in the postseason.
I like that he's willing to do that. To me, it doesn't really matter to me if Blade goes game 3 or game 2. I like that he's willing to make all these, you know, adjustments or at least think about it. I don't know how much I want to fool with. You know? It's kind of like they've got their routine.
Yeah, keep it simple.
I mean, I like the idea, you know, telling everybody, hey, be on your toes, be ready to go just in case. I'm not sure I'm not tinkering with too much right now. It's worked. It's got you here. You're 2 wins away from Omaha. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. And I don't think that's, you know, what he's hinting at here. I would just hate to do anything that's going to get the team a little...
No.
I don't want one player over there when he's up to bat or in the dugout thinking, I wonder why Tony did that. Just everything straightforward. That's just me. Now, what happens if, you know, like you were saying, somebody gets dinged up a little bit, got to pull them early, or going all out to win game 2 if you can get the lead? That feels a little bit different in game decisions like that, but I'd probably just roll kind of what you've been doing lately just because it's worked so well.
Yep.
And our pitching's really come on lately. If anything, I'm just worried about, you know, cold bats, but I feel pretty good about our pitching staff right now. And they're so much better now than they were even 2 months ago. Big crowd. Night under the lights.
In the steamer.
We're not calling it the damn steamer. Yeah. What?
It's a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
maybe start thinking all these like cooking terms, like the pot, the kettle.
Yeah, the pot. That's it.
The
welcome,
broiler.
Welcome to the broiler's not bad.
The broiler.
Welcome to the pot. Welcome to the air fryer.
Sous vide. The grill.
Okay, grill's fine. The smoker. Hey!
There you go. You found it.
The smoker, baby.
If the soccer team won't use it, my guy will
seriously
switch to the baseball.
Just pop some flares and let's go.
Welcome to the smoker.
I mean, that's pretty good. Smoky Mountains, Smoky Dog. This is the smoker.
It has steam.
No, it has smoke.
You got trains that smoke in the background of the
stadium.
Yeah,
the smoker.
Smoker.
You're about to get smoked.
Yeah.
Yep. We score a lot of runs.
You just get some smoke bombs. No, they don't blow up. They just go.
I don't know why these topics are so
that's
funny.
That's our intimidating chant against the other team. We just go. And they're like, what are they doing? And then we just light it up.
Free vape.
Don't throw it onto the field.
Free,
we'll get in trouble.
Free vapes to the first 500.
Welcome to the smoker. The smoker could catch on. That could be one that could work down the road.
You don't want this smoke.
The fire pit. The rotisserie. I'm trying to think of other things in the can.
The toaster.
Yeah, get toasted.
I like my solo stove. Cut the check. The stove.
Welcome to the mixing bowl.
I believe I have refunded everyone their money back.
Oh, you're a good man.
The blender.
Put him in a blender. Oh, you thought Baton Rouge was scary? Welcome to the tongs.
You're about to enter the frying pan.
Jimmy Hobbs' gumbo pot. It did kind of like a baseball.
It did. I still. Was that a whole egg?
I think so.
Well, we were having a good year until we walked into the spatula.
He's torn this week. He's a big LSU guy.
I know. He's not torn. I know exactly who he's rooting for. A coward.
The smoker. I like it. Bring your pellets.
Welcome to the teapot. Teapot. Now, see, you got tea. Yeah. The kettle. Kettle's not bad. For some reason,
you like kettle?
At first, when you were, so I was like kettle. And then I'm like kettle. Kettle.
The kettle.
I'm in. All right, one more segment, boys, and then we hit the weekend.
Woo, we need it. Let's freaking go. Final segment of the week. Right here on Three and Out. Appreciate you joining us.
You going to go down just to take in the environment at all tomorrow? The weather's good?
No, I got big plans to watch at the house.
I've got huge plans.
Big plans.
To sit on the couch.
Yeah.
Samesies.
Okay.
I do want reports, though. From people that go.
I hope it's awesome.
What it's like.
I'm glad they did this. I can't remember who made the point. Just do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't cut corners on this thing.
Did they say there's free food?
Is it free?
Awesome. Maybe I'm just missing.
It's free to get in.
I know that. The walk.
I saw that one.
Cast iron skillet.
That one was funny.
You could just get Iron Skillet to sponsor the stadium, you know? Kind of like Kroger Field.
Brad Rose tweets in, it's not a block party. It's Paul's retirement party.
Actually, I like that. Yep. But, yeah, I think they were looking to get, you know, food vendors.
That'd be good.
They did say family friendly, which means I'm probably not going to have a beer tent, which is, I mean, we're trying to raise money. I feel like the markup on alcohol at Tennessee sporting events is pretty high. You would think maybe go get about 400 cases of Coors or something.
Big orange block party.
You got a prediction?
Man.
Two games or three games?
I think it's going to go three.
You do?
Yeah, I think we'll win in three.
But,
it's over Sunday.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Who wins?
The good guys.
Okay.
Who are the good guys, Dave?
Tennessee.
All right.
Okay.
Can hold you to that.
Nickman?
I think it goes three as well. Whoever wins tomorrow wins the series.
Oh, gee, as if there wasn't going to be enough pressure on Monday's game. Now Hickman's basically told us if you don't win the first one, it's over.
No, if LSU doesn't win the first one tonight, it's over.
Tomorrow.
No, I'm saying if they...
We don't play them tonight is what I'm
saying. Sorry. Oh, yes. Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday. Sorry.
He pulled a little 1999 on you there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, if LSU loses game one, Tennessee's going to win the series. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, you got to win one of the first two to win the series.
Strategy.
Nate is right. Mathematically.
You can't sweep them if you don't win the first one.
I mean, everything in my head says this probably goes three. But when do I ever use my brain?
Yeah, you're going to pick a two blowout.
I,
right?
I do think tomorrow's game will be tight. And then late inning heroics by Tennessee. And then I think... It's kind of like it kind of reminds me of that Wright State. I think if we can kind of break their will tomorrow in a close game, we might just open the freaking can on Sunday.
I would
run rule.
Love that.
No run rules in the NCAA tournament. We could beat them 19-0 and they just have to sit there and take it.
Wouldn't that be so much fun if we're up like 17-2 and then there's like an hour and a half rain delay
and we're just sitting there just in the rain. That place, it wouldn't clear out. It would continue to go crazy. If it was like that, and I mean, we're hosting the elimination game, blast them, and then a storm pops up, it'd be like that Florida game, and what was that, 92, where the rain came and it was just a freaking madhouse.
There's a decent chance this does happen.
Well, the storms are going to be out tomorrow afternoon, right? So the game looks like it should be dry. What'd you say, 17% chance in the evening?
24-17.
I changed my mind. I think we just absolutely blast them tomorrow.
Whoa, okay. I don't know.
UT
out of nowhere!
Too.
How does this happen?
What's the high for tomorrow?
84, last I checked.
That'll be perfect for the lake.
Yeah, you can spend all day on the lake, Dave, just by 7 o'clock, you know, eyes on Lindsey Nelson. Is it weird that... So, they're blocking off the road... But you can't get there until 4:30. How does that work? What are they going to do?
What do you mean?
Like the...
They're just blocking off right behind the stadium.
No, I know, but like you can't get into that until 4:30.
Okay.
Have they said it? So what do you... I can walk around campus. I just can't walk down the road that's closed? I don't know. It's just I don't know why it wouldn't just be like, hey, it'll be set up by this time. But I mean, I don't know why you couldn't just go there. There's not really anywhere else.
Maybe they mean from a driving standpoint.
No, they're like, in the block.
I thought there was another road.
No, they're blocking off that section.
You can still get to the parking garage.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying.
And then I guess you just got to walk around somewhere else.
Yeah, somewhere else. That's what I was like. I mean,
you could tailgate out there.
Oh, I mean, there's going to be people tailgating like crazy.
All day.
Oh, yeah. Have we seen anything on parking? Like where it's, is it admission parking? Like on all the lots is like $5, $10. You got to have a pass.
When I went to the Vandy series, the parking was free.
Really?
I parked in the Stokely garage for the Vandy game.
Free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a pass or anything?
Well, I had a pass, but I think it was free for everybody.
It was free.
Okay. I'm surely they're doing that again, right?
The Stokely garage, right? The one right there?
Yeah, it's the new one. Surely they're doing that again. I mean, I'd pay $5-$10 to park if I knew it went to Tony V.
Now they've opened up the block party. I mean, there might be 12,000 people down there. There was only four.
Yeah.
Parking would be easy, but there's 12.
It'll be a nice day. It shouldn't be.
Just open up G10.
They don't close it really, do they?
Yeah. Well, they just have to put a sign up saying they're not going to tow your ass if you don't.
Yeah,
right.
That's all I need to do.
It's a little bit of a hike, G10 to the. I mean, it's not terrible.
That's the new parking garage called. Well, I say new; it's probably been out
Stokely.
4 years now.
Stokely.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you got the State Street garage, back.
And I guess all the street parking, the meter parking, will be open. I don't know if
nothing's going on over there as far as like campus. Mm-mm.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
No, they don't students. Care. They'll still ticket you though, even if there's no
so
school.
One of the best parking hacks ever is just park in the Fort Sanders parking garage for like $1 for 24 hours.
That's a hike, though.
One of the things they did, I believe this was the university. It might have just been the city, either way. But they took out the, probably back in 2016, they took out the normal, like, meter maid where you just kind of insert coin. You couldn't use a card. And then they made it to where on game days they could jack the price up to where it's like you got to use a card, and it's like $40 to park there for the entire day.
Yeah. And if your meter runs out now, instead of someone having to check it, it's got like a sensor that knows if the meter's empty and there's a car there. So it just like alerts the meter maids to exactly where they can go to ticket. It's crazy. I've been walking up to my car and I have it timed like to the minute as to when I expire. And the dude's like sitting there waiting for that clock to hit zero. It's ridiculous. I almost punched that dude. He didn't give me a ticket though. He couldn't, but he was wanting it. Vols in two. One of them will be an absolute bloodbath. I'm not sure which one.
Tomorrow.
I'd be fine with that. Just whoop them right out of the gate.
And tomorrow's going to be your best crowd, too, probably.
Yeah.
First night just always hits different.
I do think if we got the sixth slot on, if it goes to Monday and we got that sixth slot for the do or die game, I do think that crowd would be, like, stupid crazy.
I'll go Tennessee wins tomorrow night, close. LSU wins game two, close. And Tennessee wins comfortably on Monday. Just too much.
And then we got to book some tickets.
What's the over-under on people getting arrested or caught trying to sneak into the stadium that don't have tickets?
37.
Good guess. Good
have
number.
A great weekend.
GBO.
Hopefully it'll be a good one for all involved. Keep it locked in the rest of the way here on Fan Run Radio. And don't miss Fontaine Reaction tomorrow after the game.